The Boisseau Garden, nestled between the Bourse du Travail and the Saint-Nicolas Church, was a popular entry point to the town from the medieval period up until the early 19th century. The Porte du Beffroi, Belfry Gate, which used to be situated a few dozen meters away, was an enormous and impressive piece of architecture, with its drawbridge, two towers, portcullis, and 16 keys for when important visitors came to Troyes. The garden is named in honor of a family that was heavily involved in the rise of the hosiery industry in Troyes. These two industrialists, Léon and André Boisseau, father and son, were specialists in the stitching renowned throughout the region. Mixing rocks, greenery and water, in order to give the historic centre of Troyes a new character, the Boisseau Garden is a place for passing through and where adults and children alike can relax, with its sculptural playground signed by artists Jean-Marie and Marthe Simonet. Dominating the square is the 16th century Saint-Nicolas Church. It was built on the former site of a 12th century chapel that was destroyed in the Great Fire of 1524. As you can see, the lower part is an example of Gothic architecture, while the upper part was built in the Renaissance style. The South Gate, also called the Beautiful Gate, is simply a masterpiece according to the classical rules. It is the work of Jean Folchot, a master mason and architect from Troyes. On both sides of the window, inside the niches, you can spot two statues depicting King David and the prophet Isaiah. They were created by François Gentil in the 16th century. Having been built backing onto the town walls, the Saint-Nicolas Church did not have a façade until the mid-19th century, when they were demolished. This façade supports the Chapel of the Cross, which is visible from the outside through the two large bay windows. The chapel inside, which sits on a platform, can be accessed by an impressive staircase. But this church is above all a real art gallery. It houses a remarkable collection of statues produced by the École Champenoise, Champagne School, in the 16th century, such as St. Agnes, St. Agatha, Christ falling beneath the cross by the Maître de Chaource, or Christ at the Column by François Gentil. Stained glass windows perfectly complete the building's decor. Finally, in the first row on the left is the Sepulchre, modelled after the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem.